Welcome to the Babbelry,
where translators visit the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
Babbelry.
This is your host, Suki Wessling, and this is a mini babble. You can find the full episode about the African American Composer Initiative at babbelry.com. When we talk about Chicago, African American people, and music, we almost inevitably focus on jazz. Starting in the 1920s with the Great Migration, Black Southerners moved north, looking for more opportunities and an escape from Jim Crow. Out of that time came many of the jazz greats whose names are still known today. Jelly Roll Morton, King Oliver, Louis Armstrong. But like any people, Black Americans had diverse interests, and the musicians of Chicago were not monolithic. Jody Gandolfi of the African American Composer Initiative noticed a particularly interesting cluster of Black composers of concert music, otherwise known as classical music, centered around Chicago.
The Chicago connection is an interesting one. Two of the composers who have gotten a lot of play in the recent years are Margaret Bonds and Florence Price. They both spent considerable time in Chicago. In fact, Margaret Bonds' mother took Florence Price into their home and helped to support her at a time when she was having difficulties in her life. So they had a very close bond, and then they continued their musical bond. Margaret Bonds performing the Concerto of Price with the Chicago Symphony, for example. Because I went to the Center for Black Music Research, I got connected with many of the women composers of Chicago, and those included Dolores White, who recently passed away, Regina Harris Baiocchi, who has become one of our regulars in our programming. And there are others. There's Lena McLean, who's another great figure in Chicago, a brilliant composer and musician and a great contributor to the community. She and her husband had a black opera company, in fact. And Betty Jackson King, whom we've programmed many times, another brilliant musician of piano and choral music. So when you read about music in Chicago at the time, it was a little bit like the New York Harlem Renaissance there, because during the Great Migration, many people fled the South and went to Chicago, and some of these were among these women that I was just talking about.
You've been listening to Spring Intermezzo by Betty Jackson King, performed by Jody Gandolfi and LaDoris Cordell of the African American Composer Initiative. The AACI is the work of three women, Jody, who you just heard from, Deanne Tucker, and retired judge LaDoris Cordell.
At the time I met Jody, I had been on the bench. I had gone on from practicing law and then became a judge and then retired. I ended up taking lessons from Jody. Basically going back to music. It may have been 3 or 4 years in. Jody had me playing, you know, all the great masters of piano, you know, Mozart and Beethoven and Bach. And so at one point I'm at the lesson and I looked at her and I said, aren't there any black composers? And Jody looked at me and like, And well, you know, we really didn't know any black composers.
You've been listening to Valley of the Bones by Margaret Bonds, performed by Deanne Tucker. The AACI is now 17 years old and has performed concerts of scores of composers, amassed a free online library of concert music by Black composers, and nurtured the careers of contemporary composers. But the pressing question is, why did it take this determined team of three women to uncover long-forgotten music by prolific Chicago-based composers of the first half of the 20th century?
Part of this is that when we mention African-American composers to people who've not been to our concerts, for example, they immediately think, okay, it's either jazz or gospel. That's it. And not knowing, we're talking art songs, we're talking opera, classical music, popular music, all of it. And the influence by African-American composers has been phenomenal throughout history up until today, including hip-hop, all of this stuff. So I didn't know all this either. So it's really been a real discovery, I think, for all of us, including the musicians who perform with us.
LaDoris describes the atmosphere of support amongst these Chicago composers, wrestling as they were with the dual pressures of racism and sexism.
These composers, they weren't competitive with each other. They appreciated one another and then helped each other to create an environment where they could be creative and make the music, which is very, very important because we live at a time in almost every field, it's competition, even in music, competition. But that's not what we found when we looked at the family of African-American composers coming up where they had very little, but they're willing to share and support one another.
The tradition of concert music by Chicago-based Black composers lives on. Composer Regina Baiocchi is a modern composer whose work has been featured by the AACI multiple times. This is her piece, Hold Out for Joy, performed by LaDoris Cordell.
Your pain and fear may endure.
She's a very accomplished composer who works in many styles, and she has a very strong social conscience. The pieces of hers that we've done have been, you know, very relevant in, you know, in many ways to our times. Regina talks about how she feels she does stand on the shoulders of the women of Chicago.
Hold out for joy.
LaDoris reflects on all that was lost because of the racism that held back these brilliant artists.
The sadness in all of this is that if you're a composer, you want your music to be heard. And when you have composed beautiful music and it is blocked because of racism, and it's just exactly what it was, then you can imagine how despondent these composers must have been when they've got all of this music and it's really not out there to be heard. With the AACI, with what we're doing, we are remedying that. We are saying this music is going to be heard. We're on a big mission here, and that is to bring the music of these composers, so many of whom have been forgotten, not forgotten anymore, not forgotten.
Thanks to Jody Gandolfi, LaDoris Cordell, and Deanne Tucker of the African American Composer Initiative.
Your heart may weep for a moment, just for a while, but joy.
You can find their work at aacinitiative.org. Find the full episode about their work at babelry.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Babelry.
The Babelry is produced with support from KSQD Radio in Santa Cruz, California.
Find us on major podcast platforms or at babelry.com.